The next bracha that we're up to is the bracha of Shaloi Asani Oved, that Hashem did not make us an Eved, but a person is a Yisrael. Now, what's the explanation of this bracha? What are we making the bracha on when we say Shaloi Asani Oved? So the Avodram brings down a shalal that was asked to the Ramah, that the Ramah was asked if somebody was captured, he's in captivity, and he's a slave to his masters, could he make the bracha of Shaloi Asani Oved? So the Ramah answered, yes, he makes the bracha of Shaloi Asani Oved. Because the bracha of Shaloi Asani Oved is not on the physical labor that the person is doing for his master, for himself. But the reason we make a bracha of Shaloi Asani Oved is because an Eved is missing two aspects. He only has mitzvahs like an Ichi, he's not mitzvah, mitzvah, seish, as man gromo, number one. And number two, he's also vas yisol, meaning he's chasher kedushas yisol. Yotzei mechal akam lechal yisol lo ibo. He's missing in his kedushas yisol. So we make the bracha of Shaloi Asani Oved. We're not making a bracha on the physicality that an Eved has to work for somebody else. And we are not an Eved, but we're not enslaved to somebody else, and we're our own bosses. That's not what we're making the bracha on. But we're making a bracha on the ruchnius, side of the fact that we're mitzvah and mitzvahs, that an Eved is not mitzvah in, and we have kedusha that an Eved does not have, and therefore the Eved is also in the bas yisrael. Now the makar to the Ramah is the Gemara Menachos that says you have to make these brachas. The Gemara Menachos says that you make the bracha of Shaloi Asani Oved and the bracha of Shaloi Asani Isha. So the Gemara asks, Hainu Eved, Hainu Isha. The Gemara says that Eved and Isha is the same thing. Meaning that just like an Eved is potter from Mitzvah Seisha as Mangroma, so too a Nashim are potter from Mitzvah Seisha as Mangroma. So you see that the focus of the bracha is the tour of Mitzvah Seisha as Mangroma, therefore the Gemara asks, Hainu Eved, Hainu Isha. And the Gemara answered, Eved Zilat Tfei, which like the Ramad, the explanation that is that an Eved is also Bevas Yisrael, while an Isha is Mitzvah, but it has the Kedush Yisrael, and therefore she can marry a Yisrael. But we see from the Gemara, like the Ramah, Sal tells us that the reason we're making this bracha is that an Eved is potter for mitzvahs, Haseish as man grama, and he's chaser on the Kedush Yisrael, and not on the physical Avoida. In the Goin Siddur, Imre Shafer, from Tolly Hertz, he adds an added concept in the bracha of Shaloi Asani Oved, and others go on this way as well. The Chazal tell us, Ein lecha b'chorino l'misha oisik b'toiro. A person is an Eved to his natural inclinations, he's an Eved to his taivus, he's an Eved to the Yetzahara. Ein lecha b'chorino l'misha oisik b'toiro, somebody that fights his Yetzahara, and he fights his Yetzahara, and he doesn't go after his taivus, he learns Taira, that person is the true b'chorin. So we say Shaloi Asani Oved, we're referring not only to the Eved, that the Eved that's Chaser Kedushas Yisrael, the Eved that's Potter from Mitzvahs. But there's also the Eved in each person, that a person is an Eved to his Yetzirah, to his Taivus. And part of the bracha that we're making is a bracha on this as well. And with this, it could be explained, similar to what we said last week, to answer the kasha that Shlomo brings from the Kadmonim, why we make Shaloi Asani Goy every day, and why we make Shaloi Asani Oved every day. The reason is because Shaloi Asani Oved is not only referring to the status that he was born in, that he wasn't an Eved, but it also has a reference to this, that he's not an Eved, to his Yetzirah, to his Taivus, and therefore such a bracha could be made every day. Because every day there's different amounts of it, and just because a person wasn't an Eved yesterday, today doesn't mean he's not an Eved today. Not like the status of a Goy or Eved, which the Kamayim asked, if a person wasn't born them, he won't be them. But the Eved to the Yetzirah, the Eved to his Taivus, could be different every day, and therefore every day we make this bracha. The next bracha we make is Shaloi Asani Isha. The Hashem did not make us an Isha, and the reason is because an Isha is potter mitzvah seisha as my grandma. She doesn't have lima atayra like an Ish. Noshim, ladies make a bracha shasani kirtzayne. So the Dram and the other Rishayim say that she makes this bracha, that she's been mekabel on her rotzen, what Hashem wanted. She's mekabel on herself, the rotzen of Hashem. Reb Shimon Schwab adds, there's an added point over here. that the staff ganoshim can make this bracha and not anoshim. Because the lashon of bracha is shasani kirtzoinu, that Hashem made the isha like the will of Hashem. Meaning, an ish, in order to become an adam hashalim, needs lima atayro. If a person doesn't learn Torah, he can't be a shemayim. He's chasar avoid as Hashem if he doesn't learn Torah. An ish is not a mushlam until he learns Torah. An isha doesn't have this tanai. An isha could be reach her madregas without having to be built up through the Torah. So an ish is not made kirtzayne, because the ratzon of Hashem is he should transform himself through limud haTorah. An isha, a lady, does not have that, but as she is, if she follows, she's already the way Hashem wants her to be, and she just has to fulfill her mitzvahs that she has. Therefore, only the isha can make a mitzvah bracha of shasani kirtzayne, because she is ready made the way Hashem wants her to be. On a similar note, could be added that Yerushalayim Rabbi tell us that the Bris Milah is the Tikkun Abriyah, the finishing of the Gemara Abriyah of a Zohar, that he's finished off is through his Bris Milah. That's the finishing off that we do in a Zohar. And Isha is born complete. She doesn't need this Tikkun that's made through people, but she's born complete the way she is, and nothing has to be done to her. The next bracha we make is Pekech Ivrim. We thank Hashem for our eyesight that we're able to see. Reb Shimon Schwab says it's a practical aid of a person who wants to have appreciation. When he makes this bracha, to appreciate properly what Hashem does, he should close his eyes for a few seconds and should see how life is without being able to see. And then when he's able to see, he'll appreciate much more the fact that he's seeing. The Mefarshim tell us that when we make these brachas of Pekech Hivrim and later brachas of Matar Asurim Zekev Kuvim, Hashem helps us move. We have to keep in mind that if our ability to see and our ability to move comes from Hashem, we have to use our seeing and our movements to be Oyver Hashem and not Chas V'Shalom to go against the Ratzon of Hashem. Now you say Pekech Hivrim, even though we were really blind, so we're trying to point out, similar to the Pasuk by Adam and Chavo, that the Torah says, V'Yipchu Ein Yishneyem, that when they, after the 8th and the 8th Adas, came open their eyes, something that wasn't noticed till now, that was revealed to a person, has this Lashon of Pekech, that it was revealed to the person, that he sees it, something that he couldn't see before. And since it comes from here, this Lashon, that's the continuation of the next bracha of Malbish Arumim. And the reason for this is, the Rishayna point out, because the Pasuk says after, it says that Adam and Chava, the next Pasuk is, that Hashem gave them Kusanis Arba Yilbisham, Hashem gave them a Levush to wear. With Gemara says, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'u Malbish Arumim, Ma'atah Malbish Arumim. The Malbish Arumim is, the Rishayna explained that Hashem gave Adam and Chava clothes to wear. So therefore, after we make the Bracha of Pekech Ivrim, that Hashem gives us the ability to see, since next to the Pasuk is Malbish Arumim, that Hashem clothed Adam and Chava, therefore we make the bracha of Malbish Arumim. Now the Mefarshim explained that we thank Hashem not only for the fact that He was Malbish Arumim, that He gives us clothing, but He gives us the ability to be clothed, that He didn't leave us like animals that are naked, but after the Chet, we could have been left in a situation that even after Adam was Yudei Tevira, Hashem wanted to give Him clothes. But Hashem had Birachmav gave us the ability to be clothed, and He gives us clothes. The Shalom brings from the Ramak and the Chavetz Chaim says it also in a few places that included in this bracha of Malbish Arumim is that we refer to a person without mitzvahs as an Arum. By all of them, it says, Kirim Anoichi, Rashi brings down that he only had one mitzvah and he didn't do it and he lost his one mitzvah. He was Arum from his mitzvahs. When every time a person does a mitzvah, there's a lavush put around his neshama, and his neshama gets clothing, it gets clothed, it gets adorned with clothing, with the mitzvahs that he does, and that's the lavush of the neshama. So when we say Malbish Arum, we refer aside to the physical clothing that Hashem gives to us on our bodies. And it also refers to the fact that we get a lefush around our neshamas from the mitzvahs, from the Torah of the mitzvahs that we do. The minig by the Yekis is, they put the bracha of Malbish Arumim before Pekech Hivrim. Not like the way we have it, but they have in the reverse order. The Malbush Arum comes before Bekeach Ivrim. Rav Shimon Schwab explains the reason for this is because in the times of Chazal, they made these brachas, as the Gemara tells us, when they were in bed, before they got up. Not all the seder like we have it now. And they made the brachas, if they washed their hands and they were b'nekiyas, they were able to make the brachas before washing negavats or even. So, before washing negavats, a person now that touches the eyes. So in order to make the bracha of Bekech Ivrim, he had to have something on top of his hands. As Chazal tells us. Because when he made Bekech Ivrim, you were he put his hands above his eyes. So since he didn't wash his hands, he had to put something in between. So therefore, so people should know this fact that it should be done. And because of this fact that he had to have something on his hands, even though not necessarily it was a clothing, but maybe the derech was to do through a clothing, or to remind the person that he had to have some sort of clothing on top of his hand at that point, then he made these brachas. Therefore, they put Malbush Arumim before Pekeach Ivrim, not like the way we have it. The next bracha we make is Matir Asurim, that Hashem lets out those that are bound up. Sleep is called Asurim, that somebody's bound up. It's called Chevle Shein, Mapach Chevle Shein, a pump puts on the ropes of sleep. Sleep is called being tied up, being a person, so to speak, tied up while he's sleeping. It refers to the fact that he's not in control to move his body limbs. But not only his limbs, the Mepharshim say, but his mouth, his ears, his nose, or anything, any aver that he has no control of while he sleeps. The Chofetz Chaim, I heard from Rabbi Meshua Zaks, Shlita, Shkolinat, so that when his mother, Rabbi Zaks, had one of her children, the Chofetz Chaim went to the Chaim Eizer to visit her. And the Chofetz Chaim told Rabbi Chaim Eizer that a person makes a jail, the person might escape, the prisoner might escape, we have to hire guards to watch the jail. Kuli Haiv Ulai, still people get out. Hashem has a jail and there's no escape from it. Hashem's jail is that he makes people sick, he makes people have to be in bed, and that's the jail of Hashem. When we say Matir Asurim, it means not only the fact that we're able to move in the morning, but healthy people, if a person gets healthy, that's an extent of Matir Asurim. Every day in the morning that he's able to move again, but for sure when a person gets healthy again, they come to an extent that they're able to get out again. That's a new level of Matir Asurim. The Shlo alludes to it. The guy that says in the Siddur that another kavana of the Matir Asurim is that a person is, so to speak, entrapped by his Yetzer Hara. And we should have in mind that Hashem has the ability to take us out. We should daven to Hashem. We daven to Hashem, that Hashem to take us out from underneath the bondage of the Yetzer Hara, that we should be able to come free from it. That we shouldn't be enslaved to our Yetzer Hara. We shouldn't be enslaved to our Taivis anymore. But we should come free people. The Mecharin that's Isaac and Avedis Hashem, that is not Meshubbat anymore to his Yetzer Hara. The next bracha we make is Zaykif Kefufim. Because when a person's in bed, he's lying down. And when he stands up, he's comes straight up. He's Zaykif. Now that he stands up, he's Zaykif. So Hashem makes us upright. There's a shallow and aloha, if a person makes Zaykif Kefufim before he makes Matir Asurim, if he makes it or not. Here too, the Ayvet said, there's another kavanah to this bracha of Zaykif Kefufim. They were asking Hashem that he should take away the tzaras that are on us. So to speak, we're kafuf, we're burdened, we're weighed down by the ghosts and the tzaras that are on us. And we're asking Hashem to quickly take away our tzaras from us, to bring the gula shleima, to take away our tzaras from us quickly. And we should be upright, not only physically,
But emotionally, spiritually as well, we should be upright. Then there's a bracha of Reika Haaretz Alamoyim. Hashem spread the world on top of the water. We say in Tehillim, in the capital of the David Mizmor, Kihu Ayam Yisodo, that Hashem was Miyatsed the world on top of the Yamim. He put the world on top of the Yam. First there was water, and on top of it went the Aretz. That's Reika Aretz, Alamayim. Hashem spread forth the world on top of the Mayim, which is the next Gadol. That through the Maimar of Hashem, the ground floats on top of the water. A monk brings down from the Rambam that this defies gravity, because really the world should sink if it's on top of water. But Hashem made an ex that is right Kaloritz Alamayim, and the Rishayim add that He keeps the world dry, because really even after the earth was put on top of it, the waters were Bayim, and they really should have theoretically drowned the world, because there's so much more water. The waters on the side, not that it wouldn't have sunk, but even the waters on the side would have drowned the world. But Gevul Samtabai Avarin, Hashem said that the Yikawa Mayim, that the waters have to stop by their boundaries and they can't go on top of the earth, and therefore it remains a dry land. And Hashem's Rab says the chelik of this bracha is that it's a firm ground. It's not a swampy, muddy area that are much harder to live in. But Hashem did us a taiva and He made the ground a firm, thick ground that's easy to walk on, easy to live on, easier to build on. And it's a chelik of the tova that Hashem did to us, that He made the world. Not only is it not swamped, He gave us a dry land to walk on, but it's not even swamped, it's a sturdy land, and therefore we're able to live our lives on it in a much easier form.